structure of this story. First part is the appearance to the disciples, and then second part is the appearance to Thomas, and then the concluding episode, which is a comment on the purpose of the whole gospel. The first section of the story is Jesus' first appearance to the disciples. The verbal thread that links these two together, these episodes, is "peace be with you." So it is the link to both of the first two episodes, and then it is also the link in the Thomas story, because Jesus first says, "peace be with you." So those are the first words of Jesus in each talk that he, you know, in all of his words to the disciples. The Thomas episode is first the report of the disciples to him and his statement, you know, "unless I see the marks of the nails and so on, I won't believe." And then the fulfillment of that in Jesus' appearance to him and of his saying, "my Lord and my God." All right, the verbal threads. The major verbal thread is "peace be with you," which is Jesus' first words to the disciples when the first appearance and the second appearance, and he repeats it twice in his two, you know, little talks to the disciples. The other major verbal thread is the link between Thomas's statement, "unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I won't believe," and Jesus saying to him, "put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand, put it in my side." So he quotes Thomas and says back to him exactly what Thomas said was his demand. Another verbal thread that links things together is believing. Thomas says, "I will not believe unless all these things happen." And Jesus then says to Thomas, "don't doubt, but believe. And have you believed? Because you have sent me, seen me? Well, blessed are those who have seen and yet have come to believe." So the most frequent verbal thread running through this story is to believe. That is also the link to the final episode. These are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and that believing. So belief is the issue. Belief is the most frequent verbal thread through this whole story, and it is what ties it together, is the issue of belief. It's unfortunate that in English we do not really have a word for not believing. It would be awkward to say "do not not believe." But in the Greek, that's what it means. It's apistos, not belief, not faith, and pistos, faith, belief. A way that we could do that in English is "don't disbelieve, but believe." And that would in some ways be a more accurate translation. But this issue of believing is also an indication of what the primary dynamic of this story is. Its purpose is to evoke belief from the listeners. And Thomas's credibility is in his disbelief, in his demanding evidence. So he is the original empiricist, looking for specific empirical data, the mark of the nails, and put his hand in his side. He wants to know it by sense experience, not by hearing about it. And that is then consolation and comfort to all those who want empirical data. Thomas is then the scientist of the group, whose experience then is the source of credibility in relation to the believability of this story. Thomas is then the central figure of this story. The basic dynamic of this story is the intensity, the evoking of belief by identification with Thomas. Its emotional dynamic is, first of all, peace in the midst of conflict. Jesus' enemies have killed him. And in the background is also the Jewish war and Jesus' nonviolence as a way of dealing with the resistance to the Roman Empire that is different than the way of violence and of warfare that was that had been so disastrous in the years prior to the hearing of this story of the Gospel of John. So peace here is a central word of joy for John's listeners. And joy is the dominant emotion of this story. So it's the joy of the disciples, and that is in turn deepened by Thomas's joy in realizing that that this really is Jesus who is present. But for Thomas, this is after a test, after the empirical test of scientific evidence. He wants empirical data. And so his demand that he will not believe unless he can experience it as sense data is central to then the need of all scientists and all empiricists, through the centuries, who can then identify with Thomas. The issue that is then present in the story is the experience of Jesus' presence and of the joy, the peace, the hope that is present in believing, essentially, this story and what it tells about what happened after Jesus' death. It is a story that has had revolutionary impact for the last 2,000 years because it sets all experiences of death, and especially of the death of those who have died non-violently in following Jesus, of their vindication and of the victory of life over death.